Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
At 5.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the Somali extremist group Al-Shabaab says its fighters have attacked a hotel in the capital of Mogadishu, where a loud explosion and gunfire have been heard. Al-Shabaab said on its Telegram channel that its fighters managed to penetrate the SYL Hotel, which is located not far from the presidential palace in a normally secure part of Mogadishu. The hotel's patronized by government officials. There was no immediate word on casualties. A federal judge appeared reluctant to dismiss the classified documents prosecution of Donald Trump after his lawyers argued for hours that the case trampled on the former president's rights. As Trump looked on in the courtroom Thursday, his attorneys pressed U.S. District Judge Eileen Cannon to throw out the case. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 137 points. More details at SRNNews.com.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Wisconsin, Michigan, Nevada, Arizona, and PA looking for votes to steal. With Biden in the bind being way behind, with the devil they made a deal. And when they came across this great man winning the election by a lot,
pull ahead
he
by
said,
a lot.
47 years, it's very clear, Joe, you ain't done diddly squat. Joe put on a lid, then went and hid and kept his gaff trap shut. He never jumped up on a campaign stump. Boy, let me tell you what, Dems didn't care. They made a dare, an evil plan to screw. Once again, our president, an attempt at another coup. Joe said, Donald Trump, you think you're good, but give old Joe his due. I'll bet Chinese gold against the country so that I get more votes than you. Trump said, I'm the president, and you ain't playing straight. And I'll take your bet you're gonna regret. I'm gonna make America great again. Donnie, rally up your base, your lawyers and bodyguards. Cause hell's broke loose with the voting. Maybe it's hammer, maybe scorecard. If you win, you'll get to send to jail, quid pro Joe. So you can lose or socialists take control. Biden opened up his mouth and said, I'll start this show. And babble flew from his lips. He said, come on, man, you gotta go. He pulled his mask up on his face and continued to persist unintelligible gibberish. And it sounded something like this.
True and internet stuff is a pressure
for people that bad and kind of
terrible. Sleepy Joe!
I'm not gonna be new. I got something new I gotta go do.
Poor kids are just as bright and just as tall as white kids.
True and internet stuff is a pressure.
Sleepy Joe!
Tell them. Hey, I'm back.
Finished, Trump said, well, you're pretty bad, old son. Sit down there in your rocking chair and I'll prove what's being done. 1 a.m. Trump ahead everywhere. Then millions of votes magically appear. Each one went to creepy Joe.
By a lot.
Coincidence?
No, hell no.
bed. Oh, wait, it looks like he fell asleep. As Team Trump laid those stolen ballots on the ground at Biden's feet. Trump said, Sleepy Joe, now you're never gonna run again. Cause I told you once, actually for months, I'm the best
the
president that's ever been.
President.
Trump was way ahead when I went to bed. In the so-called glitch at 3 a.m.
Georgia's new voting machines discovered a glitch.
And every single vote for Joe.
Spend half our time this afternoon fiddling around, so why not play that? A reminder. We at least, I'll tell you, I don't know if you've seen some of the stories. Now that fat-ass Ronna McDaniel Downey, or Downey McDaniel, whatever her name is, now that she's gone, the leader of the Rhinos, and Laura Trump is in there, they're cleaning house. They have fired a ton of people who wanted to do it the same way they've always done it. Lose. Tired of losing. Because when we lose, we really lose. We not only lose the elections, then we have to pay the consequences, like those inflation numbers that are out today, because that SOB in the White House, that doddering old fart, continues to shout his lies in his Ritalin-induced state at a microphone. And we have a media that wouldn't know the truth if it crawled up their ass and jumped off the tip of their tongue. Just regurgitating Beazel Shmia's at 24/7. Enough. That's why I'm trying to have some fun this afternoon, so that you can listen to me on the radio instead of visiting me in your local psychiatric facility wearing a jacket that zips up from behind. Hello, Barbara.
Good afternoon.
Yeesh.
I was listening because
you were forced to?
No.
Gunpoint.
I always listen to you when I can, but I just read from, I'm a retired state employee, and we got some information just now. I got it in an email saying exactly what I thought, that the $10.64 would be added to each of our prescriptions. And listening to the man you had on.
Yes, Mr. Jones.
What? He used an abbreviation, PM something or another. Or
Pharmacy MP, Benefit Managers, PBMs.
PBM. So
yes.
What does it stand for?
Pharmacy Benefit Managers.
Okay. So I've got to, in turn, send these people the information that that's not true. So what they're trying to do is add this $10.64 to the manufacturers. Is that what, did I understand that right?
The idea is the Fair Meds Act, and in the terms that Adam's Drugs discussed it with us yesterday, about 30% of the prescriptions they fill are walking out the door at a loss to them. All they're looking for is to make like 1% to cover the cost of running the business, paying the staff.
Okay.
And Adams, Mr. Jones, they should not be forced by this situation to sell things at a loss. Who can stay in business?
Exactly. And like you said, they're trying to hurt the local businesses.
Exactly.
But who is going to end up paying for that $10.64? That's what I'm trying to figure out. If it's not going to, like, my prescription is $3. So it would, you know, if I had to pay it, it's, you know, $13.64.
No.
But that's not what it is.
No, that's not what it is.
The pharmacy benefit managers, the middlemen, are making billions of dollars.
Okay.
What the pharmacies are asking is that they, you know, absorb that cost.
Money to do it.
They do.
Even Dr. Bronner said he raised concerns about House Bill 238, which would allow pharmacies to apply $10.64 dispensing fee on each prescription.
That is bullcrap.
Yeah, see, everybody's got the wrong information, and I had it too.
And let's not forget what a powerful group Blue Cross Blue Shield is. Whose ass are they trying to protect? Nobody else's but their own, so take it for what it's worth.
Ours is United Healthcare with the retirees, but I just needed to make sure I knew what I was talking about, and I'm going to forward them that information. Thank
I
you
stake
so much,
my
Greg.
Reputation,
thank
Barbara,
you.
For accuracy on the reputations of the men that have been in this studio. Mike Vincent and Mr. Jones, they have no agenda. They just want to stay in business. That's the way I understand it. All right. Wow, 5:11 already. Guys, how you doing? I want to talk about a couple of things that affect most men as we mature. And that, by the way, most means most. Erectile dysfunction, low testosterone, and the worst thing you can do about it is nothing. Because you're going to ultimately pay the price when you lose that zest for life, that energy that gets you into the gym, that gets the results you get in the gym. And getting rid of that feeling of inertia, like I just can't do anything. That could be low testosterone, lack of motivation, lack of energy, loss of muscle mass, decrease in libido. And you're walking around in what feels like a fog, just kind of going day to day, existing. You don't want to live life a little better than that, don't you? And low testosterone is huge in combating some of these issues. In fact, doctors now recommend a testosterone test and a PSA check for prostate health for all men starting at age 18 in the annual exam. And this is all information gleaned from the great staff at Montgomery Men's Health. A lot of guys suffer from low T and don't even know it, but it does affect the quality of life big time. Now, here's the deal at Montgomery Men's Health. And I know I don't want to go to the doctor. No, this clinic is set up to protect your privacy. It is first-rate, top-notch, staffed by people that really know what they're doing. For $99, they will conduct a testosterone-focused lab workup and a consultation, meaning they don't just get you the result, they get you a plan with that result moving forward. So if your numbers are low, they can begin immediately the process of improving those numbers. And they have low T treatments that are medical, not theoretical, that change lives. You can experience better energy, better gains in the gym, mental clarity, improved sleep, faster metabolism, and yes, an increase in libido. And you can often book the same day you call. 334-440-3663. That's 334-440-3663. Or go online at montgomerymenshealth.com to book your appointment today. We will take a minute here. We have just about a minute. Brandt's going to join us to talk to Biloxi Gambler.
This is a federal problem, not a state problem. I did some research on it. Medicare is not paying
them
enough.
Well, if you really know more than the gentlemen that have been in here, I give you all the credit in the world, BG, but I've got the facts here on this.
Yeah, well, I do too. And Medicare is not paying them enough.
Well, yeah. I mean,
so that's a federal problem to fund that. But what's going to happen is I get 7 prescriptions a month. That's going to be $70. It'll be passed on per month to my insurance company, almost $800 a year. And all they're going to do is raise my premium probably $1,500 a year. I'm a no on HB 238. I'm sorry.
All right. And when they're all out of business, and you get to stand in long lines at government drugs, don't complain to me. We'll be talking to Brant McDonald here in a moment about the suck numbers that came out today relative to inflation. They continue to spew their propaganda. Inflation is not cooling down, and some of the numbers that came out today were off the charts, worse than they predicted. From their friendly government agencies. We'll be back.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting 3 kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
lines, where dump truck drivers are in demand. Wiley Sanders is on the grow. We need dump truck drivers now. Call 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. If you have evening plans tonight, I think we're going to stay dry. But the risk of showers and storms begins in the overnight hours tonight and becomes more likely during the day Friday and Friday night. Our low temperature tonight, very mild, low 63, then up to about 80 again on Friday. We'll be in the 70s on Saturday and Sunday before it turns much cooler after the rain. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors and More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors and More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
This town needs an enema.
You know, I have to say, somebody got a spanking.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1. WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Well, I hope the spanky in this case is the team that the battling Budells played yesterday as we join Coach Brandt, Mr. Right on the Money, from Invest Advisors. Good afternoon.
Hey, Greg. Good afternoon to you, too, man. Absolutely.
Do we have a score?
You know, it was so bad, I just can't even tell you the score. And It was one of those days, Greg. It's probably, all the years of coaching, it's probably one of the worst experiences I've had.
You know, I coached little league teams when I was still a kid myself because they didn't have enough adults. So I know what it's like, man.
I hear you. It was pretty bad. We had six total hits on the entire day, which is not characteristic of this team. I mean, on Monday we had 25 hits. I don't know what happened. So,
wow.
You know, it's one of those, you just chalk it up, you go back to the drawing board, and you fight another day. Not a good day for the Fighting Beatles.
Not a good day for inflation today either with those numbers.
No, it wasn't. You know, it's like we called in this morning and you know, the first initial knee-jerk reaction was, wow, this was a kind of a hot number on the PPI. But again, you know, when you lift that hood and start looking, there were some things in there that were very, very interesting. And I touched on it this morning. I want to drive into it a little bit deeper this afternoon. So the services sector really has been that one area where we've seen a lot of resiliency. You know, we talk an awful lot about ISM numbers and all these different pieces of data where we've seen industrial manufacturing really begin to slow down. We've seen transportation not doing so well here recently. And the services sector was just running like a scalded dog. Today we saw a glimpse that was not expected. The inflation numbers for services was well below expectation. That was a real eye-opener, I think, for a lot of people in the market. And you combine that with retail sales that came out. Now, this retail sales number was absolutely awful. You talk about pain for the consumer.
Yeah.
We're now starting to get confirmation of all the things we've been reporting on for the last, say, 4 or 5 months. You know, you remember me calling in the afternoons, all these different things we started seeing early on, it is now coming in full force, and boy, did it ever in this retail sales number. It was a huge miss. It was up 0.6%, but Greg, I got to tell you, you look at these numbers, it's just like some of these jobs numbers. The revisions, you know, they're right. Going back and revising prior months. Mm-hmm. This is really incredible. I don't think that I've, in 35 years of my career, I've never really seen anything this dramatic in terms of revising prior reported data. So last month we had a retail sales number that was up 0.7%. Guess what? It was revised to down 1.
Oh,
that's a slight miss. That's a massive revision there.
God.
We're on pace now for this first quarter. If we continue this trend, we're clearly on pace to have the first quarter over quarter decline in retail sales since the COVID lockdowns. So I think what we're witnessing here is a rapid deceleration in this economy, and it's just confirmed more and more. I mean, even this afternoon, we got Adobe, which is a tech company. They're in the services sector.
Right.
They reported their earnings. It was a horrible, horrible report. They guided way down on their sales. Stocks down 10% in after hours. You know, 10%. I mean, this is huge. Well, and it's a testimony to just how stretched and just how very thin these companies are trading in the stratosphere. One little tiny misstep and they get massacred. And this is what I've been talking about. You know, typically in a normal operating environment where you're trading at reasonable valuations and you have a miss, you might get hit a couple of percent. You trade around sideways for a little while until you can get your house in order and you start to grow the company again. These misses that we're seeing are really, really causing significant damage to the equity valuations of these companies. NVIDIA, which has been the real sort of ringleader of this rally that we've been seeing over the last couple of months, you know, it was down again today. So I just think I think that we're really starting to get, as I said, data that is now confirming a lot of the clear signs that we were seeing so many months ago. This retail sales number was really, really bad. I can't stress enough how bad it was. So we'll see. We turn the page from this data, and now we go into next week, where everything is going to be all about the Fed. It's center stage, clearly. The Fed will have their meeting on Tuesday. They'll start it that morning. By Wednesday at 1 o'clock Central Time, they will report the results of their meeting. We widely expect that they were going to announce they're not doing anything on the federal funds rate.
Right.
It's gonna be the 1:30 Central Time press conference that Jay Powell has. And you know, I normally don't do this because I typically, you know me, I'm going to report on this. I'm going to give all the listeners a condensed summary of what was said.
Right.
But I would encourage you to watch this one. It might be boring at times for people who don't keep up with this like me. But the reason I say that is because the level of infighting going on between the Fed and the Treasury that's not being reported is really, really, really fascinating. And I want to see how the Fed chair handles that, because I'm sure he's going to get questions. And it should be really, really fascinating and interesting to watch and see. He's going to have to thread the needle on how he delivers his comments and remarks. So, but that's where we go next. And I just think we probably trade sideways tomorrow. Clearly, I think the market momentum has shifted to the downside. I was looking at a lot of various indexes and various sectors, and they're breaking down through the moving averages for the first time in a couple of months. So, you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens next week. But and there's so much more I want to tell you, you know, in terms of
right.
more complex issues. But it's some really fascinating stuff. This is a very historic time we're living in, I can tell you that.
Sadly, but I'm certainly glad we've got you as a resource, because nothing that's happening today isn't something you've been predicting. So we thank you for that. At least we get the truth.
We're doing our dead level best.
Brent, thank you. We will speak tomorrow.
Yeah, we will. In the meantime, you guys have a great evening. And, man, what a beautiful day. I know tomorrow's going to be kind of nasty.
Yeah.
But
if you didn't enjoy today, you might be in for a bit of a rough ride. I think we have rain coming in overnight. But
yeah.
Thanks for your time, Brent, as always.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. Y'all take care.
You too.
Bye-bye. The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
525. We'll have some fun coming up in a moment, courtesy of George Carlin. Those inflation numbers that came out today, the producer price, the cost of making goods, mm-hmm. and the other numbers that came out today come out at 7:30 in the middle of Random Facts.
Right.
And I am literally, no exaggeration, watching the screen with my jaw dropping because they were so far off what was estimated. And then again, as Brent, these ridiculous revisions they go back and do. They just can't stop lying to us. It's ridiculous. All right, let's get a quick traffic update at 525.
Well, we continue to be very busy all over the area this afternoon. We urge you to buckle up.
Drive carefully. We've got heavy traffic on I-65 and 85 through downtown Montgomery. Very busy around the boulevards, Taylor Road, 231 to Wetumpka, and Troy Highway, the usual suspects. Be safe out there. We'll keep you updated if any accidents pop up. We got some minor ones, but they are all in areas not causing any problem to traffic flow. High school students, get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Let's grab a call from Papa B at 526. What's up, my friend?
All right. Well, you know, Greg, I'm telling you, I'm more convinced now than ever that we are literally living in gangland USA. This is, you know, organized crime on a level that we've never seen before.
Well, it's just this, the government says that's the mob in this case.
Exactly. That's exactly. They've been co-opted.
And, totally.
You know, one way you can tell is that the dual system of justice that we have is just outlandish. And it's almost like the Democrats don't care anymore.
You're right. Enough. They have given up the facade, the pretense that they're doing it for some noble reason. They're just doing it. They're not even trying to hide it anymore. They're forking evil people.
Look, you know,
if you vote for that, you're evil too. Sorry.
Here's a prime example. The 2020 election, we keep going back to, but they called it Operation Rundown. I mean, can it be more obvious? They shut the machines down.
Yep.
When they found out they were losing, so they could run back and figure out how to, you know, get a bunch of ballots filled out. And they all, of course, they all had them filled out anyway.
Well, thanks
and
to the,
them into the system.
Thanks to the weak-kneed Republicans, they let that happen. They walked out of the counting house, and as soon as they were gone, they started pulling out the suit. I mean, it's ridiculous. Hopefully, with new leadership in the RNC, we are going to be prepared this time. We're not going to let them get away with it.
Thank you very much. That's exactly right. And the Ronos, they just didn't want to see it, or they knew about it, and they just wanted it to happen too, you know. I think the latter is probably really what happened.
Well, they're worse than the Democrats. They know better, yet they continue to go along with this old system. They need to be cleaned out too, just like these.
Yes, sir.
Thanks
a lot. Enjoy the show.
Appreciate it. All right, we got Blue Water News at 526.
News is brought to you by the Johnny Adams Law Firm, your Alabama personal injury lawyer.
From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, here's today's top stories. A Montgomery man was injured in an apartment fire late Tuesday night. Montgomery Fire Rescue responded to the 3600 block of Woodley Road around 10:27 p.m. to find smoke and flames in a downstairs apartment. A unidentified 55-year-old male was transported to the hospital. The fire is under investigation. Governor Kay Ivey's office confirmed reports of an attempted cyber attack against some government websites in Alabama. The denial of service attack started Tuesday afternoon. Officials said no data was accessed. However, some state websites are running slow as the IT department investigates further. Family Dollar is set to begin closing 1,000 stores this year. Family Dollar announced it will close 600 stores in the first half of 2024 and at least 370 more stores over the next few years as leases expire. It's not known yet exactly which stores will be closing. From the Blue Water Broadcasting News Center, I'm Sky Mosley.
If you've been injured in a car wreck, I'm the name you need to know. Call Johnny Adams at 500-5000. Call me, Johnny Adams.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services provided is greater than the quality of legal services provided by other lawyers.
I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. How was your anniversary sale, Dot?
It was just wonderful, and I want to thank everybody that came out. It was a great time. It meant so much to me for it to be 30 years, and y'all just came out and made my day.
Well, spring is almost here. Is Eastbrook ready?
We're beginning to get the patio tables and chairs out. We've got so much there, it's hard to put it into a minute commercial. You just got to come see what we got. You know, we've got 3 floors and 60,000 square feet. So just come see us, because we probably got a sale or two going, and our merchandise is pretty reasonable, I think. We don't charge a commission to the vendors, and so our prices are able to be a little bit less than some other places.
Give us those hours of operation.
Monday through Friday, 10 until 6, Saturday 9 until 6, and Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
So y'all come on by and see us. We'd love to have you.
Don't you love the feeling of coming home to a clean house? Let Southern Bells Cleaning Service get your home in order. Families in the River Region trust Southern Bells because they know Callan and Jesse will show up on time and believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. They bring all their own supplies and specialize in full-service, residential, commercial, vacant properties, and construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
The Tierce family has been your local Roto-Rooter service since 1964. Drain cleaning, plumbing repair, and those troublesome septic tanks, no problem. Technology has changed a bit in the last 54 years. Video inspections of lines to locate problems is available, as well as scheduling your appointment online. River Region residents have trusted Roto-Rooter for over half a century. You can too. Call today at 272-7130 or visit online at rotorooteralabama.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And we go troubles down the drain.
Roto-Rooter.
The Veterans Access to Care Bill, now in the Alabama State Legislature, will relieve the overwhelmed federal VA health care system in the state and provide critical peer-to-peer health care programs specifically tailored for veterans that no private clinics in the state offer. Alabama's nearly 400,000 veterans and their families have faithfully taken care of our nation. Now it's time to give them the health care access they've earned. Pass House Bill 197 and Senate Bill 135 now.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America Mobile.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
See, I'm not one of these people who's worried about everything. You got people like this around you. Country's full of them now. People walking around all day long, every minute of the day, worried about everything. Worried about the air, worried about the water, worried about the soil. Worried about insecticides, pesticides, food additives, carcinogens. Worried about radon gas. Worried about asbestos. Worried about saving endangered species. Let me tell you about endangered species, all right? Saving endangered species is just one more arrogant attempt by humans to control nature. It's arrogant meddling. It's what got us in trouble in the first place. Doesn't anybody understand that? Interfering with nature. Over 90%, way over 90% of all the species that have ever lived on this planet, ever lived, are gone. Whoosh. They're extinct. We didn't kill them all. They just disappeared. That's what nature does. They disappear these days at the rate of 25 a day. And I mean regardless of our behavior. Irrespective of how we act on this planet, 25 species that were here today will be gone tomorrow. Let them go gracefully. Leave nature alone. Haven't we done enough? We're so self-important. So self-important. Everybody's going to save something now. Save the trees, save the bees, save the whales, save those snails. And the greatest arrogance of all, save the planet. What? Are these people kidding me? Save the planet? We don't even know how to take care of ourselves yet. We haven't learned how to care for one another. We're going to save the planet? I'm getting tired of that. I'm tired of Earth Day. I'm tired of these self-righteous environmentalists, these white bourgeois liberals who think the only thing wrong with this country is there aren't enough bicycle paths. People trying to make the world safe for their Volvos. Besides, environmentalists don't give a about the planet. They don't care about the planet. Not in the abstract, they don't. Not in the abstract, they don't. You know what they're interested in? A clean place to live. Their own habitat. They're worried that someday in the future they might be personally inconvenienced. Narrow, unenlightened self-interest doesn't impress me. Besides, there is nothing wrong with the planet. Nothing wrong with the planet. The planet is fine. The people are different. Difference. The planet is fine. Compared to the people, the planet is doing great. It's been here 4.5 billion years. Do you ever think about the arithmetic? Planet has been here 4.5 billion years. We've been here, what, 100,000? Maybe 200,000? And we've only been engaged in heavy industry for a little over 200 years. 200 years versus 4.5 billion. And we have the conceit to think that somehow we're a threat? that somehow we're going to put in jeopardy this beautiful little blue-green ball that's just a-floating around the sun? The planet has been through a lot worse than us. Been through all kinds of things worse than us. Been through earthquakes, volcanoes, plate tectonics, continental drift, solar flares, sunspots, magnetic storms, the magnetic reversal of the poles, hundreds of thousands of years of bombardment by comets and asteroids and meteors, worldwide floods, tidal waves, worldwide fires, erosion, cosmic rays, recurring ice ages, and we think some plastic bags and some aluminum cans are going to make a difference? The planet isn't going anywhere. We are. We're going away. Pack your folks. We're going away.
Can't wish. Help but wish that he was still with us today, George Carlin. And by the way, have you noticed how many of these great, brilliant green schemes are going by the wayside quickly? One auto manufacturer, starting with Toyota, after another is shelving plans to produce more EVs because nobody's buying them, nobody wants them. Although I understand we're taking city money and putting in charging stations. For who? Just curious, just asking. To what Brant McDonald was talking about this morning and again this afternoon. Americans spend about $2,500 annually eating out. That's about $200 a month. And this is reflected in those numbers that came out today. Give me a chance to sound intelligent here. This is why 3/4 of adults in a survey want to be able to order off the kids' menu. To save money. Not because they're cheap. People are afraid to spend because there's no end to this. There's no end. The retail sales number that was far below what they were estimating. And the consumer confidence, which is in the toilet. This is the ultimate outcome with the kind of leadership we have. Well, you can't complain about the leadership because we really don't have any. Not anybody that's interested in really leading us. They're leading us to a cliff, but that's not where we all want to go. 67% of people feel guilty when they dine outside the house, in large part because of rising food costs. 23% say the act of spending money on a meal is stressful. 3 in 4 adults support the idea of grown-ups ordering from the kids' menu, as we just mentioned. 1 in 6 Americans won't order what they really want, instead opting for something cheaper. And by the way, and it's just a, I'll admit, it's a plug, but check out the Inflation Bites menu at Baumhauer's. Because it's real food served to you by a really nice human being in a really nice restaurant environment. And it's less than what you're paying at fast food joints. Just saying. So, all of this reflects in the numbers that came out today that indicated consumer confidence is tanking. Back to George Carlin. The one climate that you can change is the climate inside your house. And turn control of that climate over to the best in the business by partnering up with Clark's Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. Stay comfortable and not worry about what's going to happen in your home when you have the HVAC pros at Clark's on your team. $180 for an annual membership includes 2 annual tune-ups. You would pay more than double that if you were to call just randomly. Please come out and tune my system. They leave it clean, running efficiently, and some of that $180 investment will come back in lowered electric costs. Then, you can't put a price tag on peace of mind, but you know, the hottest day, the coldest night, if something breaks and your family's comfort is jeopardized, the process of getting that addressed begins now. You buy the word now with your Clark's Club membership because members are prioritized. Now, for plumbers, I wish I knew the lingo a little bit better, but I got to tell you, they can solve any problem between the buffalo valve and the backyard fence. And underneath the house, they have technology. If you have an older home, you may want to have them send this technology in to explore the condition of those pipes. If they catch something early, it costs a whole lot less to fix it than after it breaks, and you've got to replace all the plumbing. So preventive medicine is big, and saving money as well. 277-2125 or visit clarkcomfort.com, Alabama certification number 99004. Michael will take your call right after we check the road. We'll skip 541.
Well, my goodness, we have some very heavy traffic this afternoon. I-85 northbound, slow traveling from East Boulevard past Bell to Taylor on out to Chantilly this morning. Almost stopped at times. It is just very congested there, but no accidents that we have heard of. We're very busy everywhere else, including 65 northbound out of Montgomery, 231 to Wetumpka. The boulevards are busy, but no major accidents anywhere. Nothing to slow you down. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. High school students get a jump start on your college career with dual enrollment at Trenum State. Trenum State, today's college for tomorrow's world. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
All right, I promise we could. And he dropped off. I made a commitment, Michael, to take your call, and you dumped me. Am I being just a little overdramatic?
Yes.
Okay.
Proud of your Jeep? Then show it off at the second annual Pusa Jeep Fest for a share of over $50,000 in prizes and a trip to Aruba. Tackle our obstacle course and take part in Show and Shine, Light Up the Night, and Turn It Up competitions. March 28th through the 30th at Wind Creek, Montgomery. New this year, sign up for the pizza eating contest. And don't miss the chance to get a photo of your Jeep taken with our 62-foot inflatable Bigfoot. Register now at windcreekmontgomery.com.
Jeep is a registered trademark of SCA US LLC.
Madness is happening right now. But the real action is happening at Toyota of Montgomery. Score our biggest Toyota savings of the year. That's on our biggest selection of new Toyotas in stock. Like the game-winning 2024 Camry, now $299 a month. Trade in your old car, no matter what it is, no matter where you got it. We'll give you up to $2,000 over book value for it. And they're here. The Toyota of Montgomery All-Stars. Shop and save thousands on our certified pre-owned Toyotas. They're just like new Toyotas, even come with a warranty, but cost thousands less. Want in on the action? Hurry before it all ends March 31st. Dribble down to Toyota of Montgomery online at toyotamontgomery.com. Part of the Sutherland Automotive Group.
Camry LE, MSRP 30,958, 12,000 miles per year for 36 month leases with 3638 due assignment. $0 security deposit with approved credit. Trade value is based on excessive wear, tear, and mileage. Plus tax, tag, title, and $995 dog fee. Offer ends 4/1/2024.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-306-8158 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-306-8158. That's 800-306-8158. What do you have to lose? Call 800-306-8158. Again, 800-306-8158.
Are you tired of the mainstream media's biased reporting? Do you want to stay informed on the news that really matters to you? Look no further than 1819 News. At 1819 News, we bring you the latest in Alabama news, politics, sports, culture, and more. We've assembled a team of journalists with Alabama values dedicated to the truth and the truth alone. Visit us at 1819news.com today. That's 1819news.com. Subscribe to our newsletter. Honest News, Alabama Values.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Hi, everybody. If you have evening plans tonight, I think we're going to stay dry, but the risk of showers and storms begins in the overnight hours tonight and becomes more likely during the day Friday and Friday night. Our low temperature tonight, very mild, low 63, then up to about 80 again on Friday. will be in the 70s on Saturday and Sunday before it turns much cooler after the rain. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASE Credit Union, financing your next adventure is easier than ever with rates as low as 5.25%. Apply online or visit your local branch today. Federally insured by the NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender.
ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your
on FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Spring break is a tradition for college students, but now your small children can join in the fun with Kindergarten Spring Break.
Yay! It's root beer pong with sippy cups.
Let out the wild child while still keeping things alcohol-free.
Jello shots! Just regular Jello, shots of them.
But what happens on Kindergarten Spring Break?
Mommy brought Sunny D and Capri Sun. Chug, chug, chug.
Doesn't always stay on Kindergarten Spring Break.
Open up, police.
Hide your pixie sticks. It's the Paw Patrol.
Consume sugar responsibly.
I guess because I went to a commuter school, I was never down with the whole spring break idea. You're studying hard, hanging out on campus, and you need a week off to go get hammered somewhere else. I know, I'm a killjoy. I'm one of those old... Forget I said that. I didn't really mean it. Yes, I did. No, I didn't. Yes, I did.
Split personality?
Paranoia. I'm paranoid. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. The stuff that makes it to the end of the pile here as we get to the end of the show... At 547, number one city in America for retail therapy is Miami. They have everything there.
Really?
Yes. You cannot go wrong. Some of the best malls. And they managed to keep them safe. Thank you, Ron DeSantis. That the punks haven't been allowed. I mean, that's what closed a lot of malls in America. But the gang's taking over, hanging out. They have nowhere else to go. And, of course, they brought the behavior with them, and that's why we have magnificent malls. Go to deadmalls.com. We're not the only city that's got two. One that's truly dead and one that's on life support. Five signs you have celebrity worship syndrome. I don't know that we've had an outbreak of that here.
There's probably some people who do, but...
You think about them constantly. What? That seems like... Come on, man. They're famous. The odds against you interacting with them in any meaningful way are, like, you know, beyond calculation. So why invest the time? Your identity is enmeshed with their own. Now, I could understand that, you know, when I was a dopey teenager and I got into Batman.
Right.
But that was a phase. And I managed to pass through it. Couple of years back, but still. You try really hard to look like them. This must be why so many people think I look like Burt Reynolds. I just had to make that happen, right? It's affecting your finances, like following a musician on tour, seeing them multiple times. The Deadheads, more than any other group, are known for that. And I don't understand it. Trying to figure out how to meet them in person. That's called stalking, I think, in another realm.
Sounds like groupie-ism.
Oh, yeah. By the way, a story I wanted to get to all day. We teased it this morning, and then it only printed out the first paragraph, but the do's and don'ts of going to a nude beach, a conversation I know Rosie would like to have with all of us.
Oh, yeah.
And this guy... Go to the audio from this morning. This is a rich dude in England. He's an Instagram douchebag who explains why he and his $150,000 car park in handicapped places, even though he's not handicapped.
You like disabled?
To be honest with you, mate, I'm a very quick person, and I need to be close to the shop to save time. Time is money. Within the 2 minutes that I'm in the shop, 100 disabled people aren't just going to turn up. That's why I'm parking in the disabled bay.
What a jerk.
Yeah, really. What else do we have that we... Oh, potential Morning Maroon candidate for tomorrow. 21-year-old Connor Litka reportedly attempted to purchase a Porsche from a Kentucky dealership. His big mistake was trying to present them with a check for $78 million.
Yeah, right.
You overshot the runway there, pal, so he'll be on tomorrow's nominee list. We usually do those around 8:45. Gosh, I almost said, make sure you listen for the Duncan and Son Predictathon, but it's not coming back till August, so guess on that. Salaries needed to live in major cities. This always interests me. And the most expensive, the worst, is San Francisco, where the quality of life has been greatly diminished by the presence of criminals on the streets, people crapping on front anywhere they want. And the only time they clean it up is when the president of China is coming to town. And still, with all of that, with all the destruction they've done to that beautiful city, you have to make $339,000 just to meet the acceptable standard of living. Where do you find a job for $339,000? Where do you find it? Who's paying that?
Tech?
Yeah, I guess. There's a thing called the 50-30-20 rule that they use to determine, like, for example, in New York, to me, it's still a lot of money, but $138,000 to live comfortably in New York. 50% towards basic needs, 30% on fund, 20% on savings of debt repayment. That's the formula they use to calculate these city needs. Houston, Texas was the most affordable major American city for singles and families. And half apparent, this is another sign, the economy sucks. Savings.com survey found that 47% of American parents are supporting an adult child. The likelihood of a young adult moving out has also decreased. Millennials and Gen Zers earn less than their parents did at the same age when adjusted for inflation. They also carry more student loan debt. The survey found that parents are giving more to their kids than they contribute to their savings account. For some reason, it's tempting to simply say that today's young adults are just mooches. Although there are, I'm sure, in some of these instances, there are reasons to be empathetic. Because the lack of better paying jobs and stuff, that's a direct cause of some of the policies of this bonehead in the White House. In fact, somebody was telling me the other day, one of our sponsors, there has to be a greater emphasis on getting students to learn the trades. A, because they're going to make fantastic money because there's going to be so few, they'll be able to charge whatever they want. They'll be the six-figure income earners in the next generation.
You could bank $138,000 easily being a plumber.
How about two?
Yeah.
Easily. Become a technician. Learn how to work on cars. Work for Don Duncan.
Yeah.
With three locations to serve you. Mount Duncan in Millbrook, high atop the hill behind the McDonald's on Highway 14, downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan. Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire also has wholesale-priced major name-brand tires. So when you're ready for those, they not only have the tire you need, but they give you a price that includes installation. No games, no gimmicks. They play it straight. And they take your excuses away. It's always kind of inconvenient to get your car serviced on a regular basis, but you should, because that's how you avoid major and expensive repairs. So if you need a ride back to your office or home while your car's being worked on, just ask. They're happy to do it. I mentioned Mount Duncan, downtown, and Bell Road just north of Vaughan. And don't forget to look up Don Duncan, All-American Auto and Tire on Facebook for special. Our final traffic update at 5:54.
Well, traffic continues to be very busy this afternoon, as usual, on 85 northbound. We are seeing a lot of cars backed up all the way to Bell and beyond trying to get onto Taylor Road this afternoon. And traffic's moving a little bit better now on 85 from Bell Road to Taylor on out to Chantilly, but still just a crawl right there. 65 northbound, looking busy. 231, light to moderate traffic up to Wetumpka. And we've got a good bit of traffic everywhere else around Montgomery. But the good news is no real major accidents or problems that are going to slow you down. Keep it here. We will keep you updated. At McKinnon Toyota, financing is as low as 2.9%. The inventory is rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. It's worth the drive to McKinnon Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. I'm Wendell J. Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. For years, I've been asking you to call me at Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. Did you know the current national average turn time to close on a mortgage is 48 business days? But not at Alabama Home Mortgage. At Alabama Home Mortgage, our average close time is 16 business days. That's a month faster than the rest. How do we do it? With over 60 years of combined experience in the industry, our team knows mortgages. Our years of experience yield a better experience for our customers. Folks, time is money. Whether you're looking to buy or refi, don't waste time with another mortgage company, bank, or credit union. We close on time, every time. Give Alabama Home Mortgage a call at 567-4223. That's 567-4223. Or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com to complete an application on your time. Our fast turn time is just one difference that sets us apart from the rest. It's not just a slogan. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
With grocery prices rising, wouldn't it be great to have a hedge against the high cost of food? Then shop Food Outlet, your anti-inflation store. At Food Outlet, everything is marked at cost. At checkout, you'll pay cost plus 10%. Most places will mark up their products 20 to 30% over cost. Listen to these specials good through March 19th. USDA Rump Roast, $4.54 a pound. Oscar Mayer Wieners, regular or bun size, $1.98 each. Fresh, crisp, green cabbage, 57 cents a pound. The 5-pound bag, Pillsbury Flour, plain or self-rising, $3.51. USDA Fresh Chicken Tenders, $2.26 a pound. Get the 7-ounce package of Ronco Spaghetti, 77 cents each. And the 128-ounce size Sunday D Juice, original or smooth, $2.84 each. Get more food for less at Food Outlet, located on Coliseum Boulevard in the Eastbrook Shopping Center in Prattville at 720 East Main and Millbrook 3543 Highway 14. Open 7 days a week, 7 till 9. Follow us on Facebook by searching for Food Outlet and see all of our weekly specials.
When you need a renovation without the complications, call Fabinnovations.
Are you ready to transform your bathroom into a space of innovation and luxury? Look no further than Bath Innovations of Alabama, your go-to for custom bathroom remodeling. Bath Innovations introduces cutting-edge shower enclosures crafted with integrated high-tech polymer, safety, space optimization, and a stunning aesthetic. These enclosures redefine your bathroom experience. Made with top-tier materials and state-of-the-art technology, their enclosures boast unparalleled durability. They are mold and mildew resistant, easy to clean, and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Bath Innovations shower enclosures proudly carry the prestigious Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval, ensuring quality and excellence. With over 300 color pattern combinations, finding the perfect match for your bathroom decor is a breeze. Elevate your space with Bath Innovations. Interested in a bathroom remodel? Call Bath Innovations today for a free estimate. Visit their design center at 2331 Eastern Boulevard or explore options on their website, bathinnovations.com.
Impact Live presents the Guess Who live in concert.
American Woman! Said, get away.
Sunday, April 21st at the Montgomery Performing Arts Center. Tickets on sale now at the Impact Box Office or Ticketmaster.com.
No sugar tonight in my coffee. No sugar tonight in my tea.
The Guess Who live in concert. Get your tickets now.
This is Major General Mike Summerall, former Adjutant General of the Alabama National Guard, urging the Alabama State Legislature to pass the Veterans Access to Care Bill. Both VA medical facilities and private clinics are failing our veterans, who are dying by suicide at twice the rate of non-veterans and experiencing opioid overdoses in increasing numbers. This legislation will give veterans and their families access to specialized care they need and deserve.
Paid for by the Alabama Council of Chapters Military Officers Association of America, Mobile.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday